The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hi, welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. I just found out I'm supposed to be someplace else right now. So my sincere apologies, but I simply won't be able to introduce today's host, Mr. Eric Metaxas.
Well, it's nice of Todd to let us know, you know, that goes a long way with me because I'm just that kind of a guy. I'm Eric Metaxas, and we're on the radio now. We call it the Eric Metaxas Show on the radio. I'm sitting here in the studio in New York with my now longtime friend, Terry Mattingly. Terry, we've been friends for a long time. Suddenly, it's a long time.
I think we can now start charting this in terms of chunks of a century.
I mean,
it's
seriously.
Basically a quarter century.
No, well, not quite, but close.
It's getting close.
No, because I was married already, and I got married in 96. So it's really two decades is what it is. It's just over two decades, but close enough.
Eric. It's going to be 19 coming up here soon, so that would make it like 23 years. So when I approximated a quarter of a century.
All right, you're pushing it, but whatever.
I understand.
Hey, listen.
You're in denial.
Nobody cares except us. And here's the issue. You're Terry Mattingly. I'm not. So people who don't know who you are, I always introduce my friends as my friends. And I've got so many wonderful friends like you. We know each other because of mutual friendships and the world of journalism.
Correct.
You're a journalist. You have a blog, which is very important, called getreligion.org. And you usually write on the subject of how the world of journalism typically does not get religion. And that's kind of
correct.
That's kind of the theme. And you've also been doing a weekly column for how many years?
I'm in my 31st year writing that column.
What?
Goes out to 300 American newspapers.
Terry Mattingly. Okay. Now we know who you are. Now, the more important question, who am I? And I have no answer to that. So we're going to move on. I want to talk to you about what is going on in your life and what is going on with how the press is covering the scandal, the new scandal in the Catholic Church. And so, first of all, your affiliation is with King's College. So you're sitting here with me in the New York studios because you've just been across the street at the King's College teaching journalism.
Correct. I still do a class that's a part of a program that I led for years in Washington, and we moved it to New York four years ago, and it's rebooted here at the King's College.
Right.
So I'm in New York. When you add it all up, I'm in town for about 2.5 months a year teaching in 2-week-length seminars at the King's College.
And I really wanted to talk to you about you've written a fair amount at getreligion.org and others have about the current scandal in the Catholic Church. I've talked to my friend John Zmierich about it. It's what we call big stuff. This is really, really huge, disturbingly huge. So what should we know about it that we might not?
Well, I think the main thing that listeners really need to understand is that this essential crisis has been going on since the mid-1980s. I've been covering this story since 1984 or 1985. At that point, you have to say, what is the story?
Right.
And it's really three different stories. And the public gets one story from the media, and then they tend to hear about another story. And we call it the clergy sexual abuse crisis.
Right.
And that's an accurate way of stating it. But the people that I've interviewed literally over decades would want to stress that the big problem here is the Catholic Church is struggling to deal with several obvious problems. And the reason, to use our friend Rodriguez's phrase, they have a mutually assured destruction pact. Both sides have so many secrets that they know about the other that nobody can afford to be honest.
Okay, what are the two sides?
Well, I mean, conservative and liberal, modernist and traditional.
So what you're talking about within the – just so I understand that, the previous sentence, you're saying that within the Catholic Church, obviously there's a liberal progressive side and there is a conservative traditional side. And you're saying both of them have so much dirt on each other that the truth never comes out.
The thing to understand
Or it's the opposite of what you'd think. It's mutually assured destruction, which is what you just said.
Yeah, okay. I wrote recently at Get Religion, I wrote a brief statement of this and wrote it. I tried to word it this way. The key to this scandal is secrecy, violated celibacy vows, and potential blackmail. Lots of Catholic leaders, left and right, gay and straight, have sexual skeletons in their closets, often involving sex with consenting adults. These weaknesses, past and present, create a climate of secrecy in which it's hard to crack down on crimes linked to child abuse. So everybody agrees that criminal abuse of children is a big, big deal here, and they're trying to stop it. But it's hard to stop it when you're in this atmosphere of secrecy where nobody's really in a position to be very honest. Because the minute you start to nail somebody, as one of these experts put it to me the other day, Leon Podels, the minute you get ready to nail someone, that person leans over and goes, what about your girlfriend?
Except
– what about your boyfriend?
I was going to say it's typically not girlfriends,
well,
unfortunately.
It's actually both – when you're talking about
– unfortunately. I mean –
when you're dealing with adults.
Surprisingly is what I meant to say. It's kind of so confusing because a lot – There are several issues. First of all, yes, you're talking about the rape of children. You're talking about sexual abuse of minors by clergy, which is the most horrific thing imaginable. Then we're talking about a culture in the Vatican and in certain U.S. seminaries of how do we put it? I mean, it's sort of older figures preying on younger figures, although it's not criminal. It's simply scandalous and wrong. It's like the Me Too movement where you have powerful people using their power to pull younger people into their orbit.
Yeah.
If you can pull somebody into your orbit sexually. But it's kind of it's just such a big mess. I guess my question to you is, where do you think it's going to go? Because we have a pope right now who seems very compromised. It's very confusing. Where do you think this is all going to go?
Well, the short answer to that is probably it's up to the press, which is probably not that comforting.
That's not comforting.
Yeah.
Why do you say it's up to the press?
Well, because everybody wants to be opposed to child abuse, but it's hard to get at the subject of this climate of secrecy without getting into people that you previously had thought of your allies. And I want to stress that there's three in the current crisis with former Cardinal Theodore McCarrick of Washington, one of the most popular and powerful Catholic leaders with American media. And his connections to media were so profound that during one major event in Rome, people started referring to the reporters following him around as Team Ted. In other words, he just had them basically eating out of his hands. At this point, McCarrick is really the heart of the current scandal. All the headlines are about the Pope because we all want to yell about the Pope. McCarrick is the key.
Okay, let's clarify for people listening who don't have a clue about this, because I don't assume many people even care about this, right? I mean, but the point is that McCarrick is what, 87?
Yeah, he's up there. He's been retired, and now he has stepped down from the College of Cardinals.
Okay, how does one step down? Did he resign or was he kicked out?
He was resigned. In other words, they told him, you better resign or we'll have to nail,
I got you. Okay, yeah, so here's the question, right? So he was known – I remember our friend – I mean, I wouldn't know you if it weren't for our friend Rod Dreher. Rod Dreher talking 15 years ago that McCarrick was known to be – I remember Rod using the word a cuddler, right? In other words, that he would have these young men, in his orbit. And you just hear this and you think, what? This is a cardinal in the Catholic Church. This is beyond belief. I mean, this is a scandal. You want to turn over the tables in the temple. This is horrific. When I think of all of my deeply devout, faithful Catholic friends being associated with something like this, it's just unbelievable. And yet it seems to have been known. Our friend Rod Dreher knew about it. And it wasn't reported.
Yeah, Julia Dean even knew some of the names involved in this. Someone who writes at Get Religion.
Yes.
And a major religion writer. Julia knew a lot of the details, but nobody could get the on-the-record source they needed.
Okay, this is the key. Because of the corruption, because everybody's compromised, nobody's going to go on the record. We're going to be back talking to Terry Mattingly. You can find him at getreligion.org. This is the Eric Metaxas Show. We are now on radio. Tell your friends.
He's talking straight to you and me. Well, we're doing mighty fine, I do suppose. In our streak of lightning car.
Hello? I just don't see how my life can get any better.
What's going on? Why are you feeling that way?
It's everything. It just feels like everything around me is falling apart. If something doesn't change soon, I just don't know what else I can do.
You're doing something right now by talking about it. What's something you're concerned about right now?
Faithful Counseling is here to help. Our team of licensed Christian counselors want to help you get through this. We can begin a conversation when you're ready by text or phone or even video conferencing from the comfort of your own home. I'd like to give you your first week free. Go to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. Let's talk. Go right now to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. We really want to help you. It's so easy to get started and your first week is free. Go now to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. Let us help.
From the acclaimed director of God's Not Dead.
I regret to inform you that your husband was killed in combat.
When she lost her husband,
he chose to save me rather than come home to you and your daughter.
She lost her way. On September 7th comes an inspiring story about the power of family, faith.
I'm not giving up without a fight.
Courage and hope.
He will show them that nothing is impossible.
God Bless the Broken Road. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Only in theaters September 7th.
What's a small change that can make a big difference in your day? From improving work performance and productivity to boosting energy, Varidesk Standing Desk Solutions help you get more done and feel better doing it. Order now to fit it into your year-end fiscal budget. Find Varidesk through GSA Advantage or visit Varidesk.com/radio to learn more about how Varidesk can improve your workday. That's Varidesk.com/radio.
And not to mention the shedding, I would vacuum the carpet 3 times a week. Frodo was scratching all night long, bouncing on the side of the bed, keeping me awake the whole entire night from all the scratching and chewing. It kind of makes you neurotic.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dynavite for help.
Dinovite.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dynavite is nutrition.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank Dynavite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite.com.
Hello?
I'm so glad we finally get to talk. Your email sounded like you're feeling isolated.
I need help. I've been feeling so low. I just need someone to talk to. Nobody understands me. I feel so alone.
Well, you're not alone anymore. I'm here. Now, what is it that's got you feeling low?
Faithful Counseling is here to help. Our team of licensed Christian counselors want to help you get through this. We can begin a conversation when you're ready by text or phone or even video conferencing from the comfort of your own home. I'd like to give you your first week free. Go to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. Let's talk. Go right now to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. We really want to help you. It's so easy to get started and your first week is free. Go now to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. Let us help.
Here we are.
I am in the studio in New York City talking to my friend Terry Mattingly, who is a journalist, a professor of journalism, and is my friend. And we're talking about journalism, particularly with regard to the scandal, the new scandal, the horrible scandal in the Catholic Church. I mean, what you just said, Terry, before we went to the break, is that we have a situation where people were unwilling to go on the record. Mm-hmm. So all this stuff is known, but no one will be willing is willing to use their name to say, I'm going to stand behind this. Now, that in and of itself is shocking. But do we need people to go on the record to report on things? You can't talk about anonymous sources. I mean, it seems like it's done for all the wrong reasons. Why can't we use it for the right reasons?
Well, people do want to be cautious when you're taking on the Catholic Church, for one thing. And I want to stress again, there's three different basic kinds of sin going on here. In the paper, when you read this in the paper, you read about pedophilia. And pedophilia is horrible stuff, you know, sexual abuse of children. There is pedophilia involved in the scandal, but frankly, not a lot of it. A percentage of the cases that qualify as pedophilia are quite small. Then there's this condition you'd never read about in the paper, which is called ephebophilia, and that basically is sex with teenagers.
Okay, so when the teenager is 15, it's a crime. When the teenager is 17, is it a crime?
Depends on the state.
Depends on the
in
state.
In many cases. But the key here is it's not the same medical or psychological condition at all. And I've seen figures that take the percentage of sexual abuse of teenagers as 92% of all the cases in the Catholic abuse are male adults
right.
abusing, raping, having sex with teenage boys
right.
are boys who are right on the verge of becoming teenagers,
right.
so you're grooming them into that.
Okay, so I guess the reason this is complicated is because there's so many ways to describe what is there's so many different things that are happening. It's all part of the same problem, which is priests, clergy in the Catholic Church take a vow of celibacy. So
right.
when you hear that they are doing something as satanic as forcibly having sex with a child, it's right out of the pit of hell. It's as evil as it gets. But then down the line, you have some priests obviously grooming and abusing because of the power they have over young people. Let's say a 15-year-old, let's say an 18-year-old, let's say a 20-year-old. It's still sick because they're supposed mm-hmm. to be celibate. They're supposed to be authority figures in the church. These are not just – it's not a judge or a police chief. These are clergy. So it's horrific on every level. But part of the backstory is that there is a lot of gay activity in the church, in the Vatican. Somebody referred to it as the Lavender Mafia. And
right.
that kind of forms a backdrop, right? In other words,
and
this is not a lot of priests having sex with women. It tends to be because a lot of gays, it seems, have gone into this life. Somehow, it's much more of a gay issue than a heterosexual sex problem.
Well, there is a big problem with priests being unfaithful with women as well as men at the adult level. The third level, so we have pedophilia, ephebophilia, the one that's now come up with McCarrick, the cuddles part you were talking about, is abuse of seminarians. And this is where it begins to turn into a network of people who have secrets on each other, people who have loyalties to each other. The heart of this current scandal is who protected McCarrick.
All these years.
And now who's kind of protecting him toward the end of his life? Who did he get appointed as cardinals in key cities? Who's in the McCarrick network? And that's really the heart of the scandal. And does it go all the way to the Pope is the final card.
Okay.
In this
poker
game.
So for people listening who aren't up on this, explain this issue that somebody who was a former Vatican ambassador to
yeah.
the United Nations, Archbishop Vigano.
Right.
He wrote a stunning letter.
Yes.
A stunning letter. This is like, you know, right out of a novel, where he basically is pointing his finger at this pope and saying that this pope has been part of the cover-up.
Well, he points his finger at it, but I want to stress most of the Vigano letter is about McCarrick and the networks protecting him. And then at the end he says, and now Francis is a part of that network. The press, if they want to break this story, we've had some excellent reporting done. The New York Times wrote the huge piece on McCarrick and on what McCarrick was doing in seminaries to abuse seminarians. And a friend of mine on Twitter the other day had a great line that said, we're talking about the sexual abuse and seduction of young men who are on the way to the altar.
It's so sick.
That phrase just hit me, you know, right in the heart. Because what a point of your life to be compromised to this degree. You're literally headed to the altar. But it is what it is.
You kind of have to wonder how people live with themselves. I mean, it's really creepy to me. You know, I mean, sin is so dark to begin with, but when you have it in the church among clergy and at this level going on and on over years, mm-hmm. you know, we're not talking about somebody, you know, stumbling later in life, having a girlfriend and then, you know, apologizing. We're talking about a systemic ongoing issue.
Right.
Really, really, really dark. But the point is that isn't this Pope Francis, supposed to have effectively sided with McCarrick in that the previous Pope, now Pope Emeritus Benedict, yep. that he had imposed sanctions. He heard about these things, and the way he dealt with it was he imposed certain sanctions on McCarrick and said that McCarrick could not be a public figure, public cardinal, and whatever. So he dealt with it in his way, which to me still seems rather tepid.
Yep.
But it seems that the current pope, when he got in there, said, OK, I'm going to undo those sanctions and I'm going to let McCarrick, if not fly his freak flag, you know, be out there pretending to be a great guy.
Now, see, these are precisely the facts that the press is going to have to confirm or deny. So let's go back for just a second to Vigano. Vigano was the Vatican's U.S. ambassador during the heart of the years involving McCarrick, like 2011, 2016. Everybody should concede at this point, whatever you think of Vigano, he was in the right place at the right time to have seen all the emails, all the letters, all the meetings. He was the man. He is who he says he is. Now, that doesn't mean he's telling the truth, but as a journalist, one of the things you think is, this is an incredible source. So when this source comes forward and says, here it is, dates, times, places, the Vatican has all of this on paper, if I'm lying, show me.
Yeah.
And what Vigano essentially did was say, make my day.
Yeah.
You know, if come after me, prove me wrong. And so far, people have been coming after him, but nobody's talking about the facts he's actually raised. Nobody has volunteered the documents. Everybody's talking about an investigation, but will that involve the paperwork that Vigano would know is in Washington, D.C. in the embassy and in the Vatican? And he knows the paper was there because he put it there. He was the ambassador.
You don't think he made copies that he has?
Well, if you were playing poker, wouldn't you make a few copies?
Well, I was going to say, it gets a little silly. Why doesn't he just show the copies?
Well, that's one of the questions everybody wants to know. And from the very first post that I wrote at Get Religion last Sunday, I got up early before going to Divine Liturgy and pounded this thing out. What I said over and over was documents, documents, documents. We will know some of the facts for these things when we begin to see the schedules of who met with who, on what day. Or is that whom met with
who?
No,
who?
It's who. Thank you. I know this is really important to you.
It's very important to me and all people who have English as a first language.
I know
you come to us late in life.
No, I'm from Tennessee.
Oh, well, whatever. Okay. Close enough.
Okay. But my point is, there it is possible to know what happened in this case. There is paperwork. There are documents. The issue is, will the press go after them and other people who've read them?
Right.
Will we find out if Fagano is telling the truth?
Right. And on the front page of the New York Times, I guess it was last at the end of last week, they made it clear that they're more interested in the politics of this than the truth, which
at this stage.
Yeah. OK, folks, we'll be right back talking to Terry Mattingly. It's the Eric Metaxas Show.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-452-6990. That's 800-452-6990. 800-452-6990. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
It's probably been about 10 years ago. I had quite a few credit cards. The interest on the cards was really high. I was making the minimum payments, but barely. And it was just getting to be too much, so I called Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 to talk to a certified counselor.
They met with me, and they were able to get all of my credit cards in one lower payment.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
They did help me learn how to manage my money. Now, you know, we have a house, and we're doing a lot better.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Holly, and I am debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
We are drinking from the fountain. We are drinking from the fountain, oh. We are drinking from the fountain that never runs dry.
Hey there, folks. I'm trying to make my friend Terry Mattingly feel at home with this music because you are from East Tennessee.
You bet.
And, This is language you understand. This kind of music, and
God's country.
It is, and we're talking about speaking of God's country. We're talking about the Vatican, and this is horrifying stuff.
It's horrifying.
I mean, no matter how you slice it, our friend Rod Dreher was reporting on this over 15 years ago, mm-hmm. and really left the Catholic Church over this. I mean, he's been pretty public about that. I think that it's disheartening because all of us want to believe that authority is functioning properly, right? That your dad is really honest, your mom is honest, that the judge is a good judge. It's part of what makes things work. And I think whenever you have this corrosive effect that, you know, every president is sleeping around or is lying, or every priest is an abuser, or every... It corrodes everything. It corrodes all of public life. Mm-hmm. It corrodes the civilization and the culture in which we live. And so to hear about this stuff, I mean, there are people that are very cynical about Christians and the church and the Catholic Church, period. Mm-hmm. But I think there are many people who have – their lives have been deeply blessed mm-hmm. by the church or by some Christian leaders. And so when you do hear these things, on one level, it's just heartbreaking because you want to believe that people are good. And I think I want to say that – of course, there are many, many, many people that are more than good. They are amazing human beings. You don't hear those stories. You hear these horrible stories of a cardinal like McCarrick who spends his adult life walking around like a holy man of God and then doing these horrible things with young men over decades and somehow justifying it in his own mind, that he's able to walk out there and smile It's chilling.
And not only that, let's push it one step further. They've known a lot of things about him. Lay people have complained about him. People have gone to the Vatican and pleaded with them. But someone or some group of people kept protecting him. And they didn't just protect him. They made him the Cardinal of Washington, D.C.
It doesn't get more important than that.
Which means on issues of public policy, right to life, and a host of different things, you have this guy who occasionally says the right words but never seems to do the right things in terms of the networking connections with other churches and other groups of people to really pull people together on some of these causes. Peace, where there is no peace. That hit me sometime during the middle of the week, that's what everybody is saying right now, is we're all, you know, in the Old Testament, and people are crying, peace, peace, peace. And this isn't going to go away, Eric. This one is going to this scandal with McCarrick is rolling towards some sort of conclusion. I don't think this one's going back under the rug. There's too many American bishops who are now standing up and saying, no, we need a layperson-led full investigation of this. And something like 20 bishops have now said, I either believe Vigano or I know this man. This is a serious man. He wouldn't do this if he didn't have cause.
Well, I mean, what I find heartening is that you do have bishops standing up and you have a lot of Catholics. I mean, a lot of Catholics in the media have stood up, people like Laura Ingraham and others. In other words, this tendency to say, no, protect the church, that seems to have gone away. Something has happened now which is different. And I think that, you know, to have the Attorney General of Pennsylvania, you know, mm-hmm. uncover this this stuff recently is that is encouraging other attorneys general around the country. I mean, when you're talking about the sexual abuse of children, we can let people do what they want in their seminaries. That's a separate issue. But we're talking about crimes. And so I think that when you're talking about crimes, you know, religious liberty only goes so far in the United States of America. At some point you say, wait a second, we don't say to any religion, rape your kids. No, once you do that, now you fall under the hand of the laws of the United States of America. That is precisely where religious liberty ends and where the state will step in. We will not countenance that in the United States of America. You don't have religious liberty when it comes to how you treat young people sexually. And so now people are crying out to the state, to the states mm-hmm. and to the state, capital S, to step up and to prosecute criminals, rapists.
And this is where you just said it. Let me go back to what you just said and connect a few things. What's happening in the seminaries is not a – it's adults with adults. But you know what? It's definitely harassment. It's definitely abuse.
Well, it falls into the Me Too category,
exactly.
I would say.
It's a different category.
Right.
But that cloud of doubt, secrecy, sin, and shame then makes it hard to deal with the sexual abuse of teenagers,
right.
And even then the abuse of children.
Right.
And
by the way, let's be clear, teenagers
are
also children up to a point, right? A 14-year-old is not a 19-year-old.
There's a
big legal difference between a 14-year-old and a 19-year-old.
But in terms of medical conditions, I do think it's
important.
Who cares?
Why do we even want to say that? Like, what is the difference if I rape a 5-year-old or a 6-year-old? There's a medical condition?
Well, the point is every time the press calls this a pedophilia scandal, they're calling attention away from the fact that the vast majority of the crimes involve teenagers.
I got you. Hang on, Terry, because we're just going to go to a break. We're going to be right back, folks, talking to Terry Mattingly. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. Stick around.
Beyond the star, it's near, beyond the moon. I know. Beyond the
Hey, Albin.
Hey, Ray.
Hey, I want to talk to you about Relief Factor.
Yes.
Can I talk to you about Relief Factor?
Please.
You got a second? You got a second? Sit down.
Okay.
Because this is important. A lot of people live with pain, okay? They live with pain. I'm not talking about pain in the neck people. I'm talking about people who live with pain in their own bodies,
yes.
Right? I was one of those people.
Really?
You just think, well, this is normal. If I run, I'm going to have hip pain. I'm going to have a back pain. That's just the price. Okay. Relief Factor is something that has helped me. It is all natural. You're not supposed to say that. You're supposed to say it's botanicals. Whatever the heck
yes.
It is, it's four ingredients that you can take all day long. They're not toxic, okay? And you go to relieffactor.com. You get the quick start pack for $19.95. You can see within 3 weeks for sure whether it'll work for you. It works for most people, okay? It did work for me. Dennis Prager raves about it. Hugh Hewitt raves about it. But it doesn't only work for radio hosts. It could work for you. Seriously, like, this is good stuff. Relieffactor.com is the website. Relieffactor.com. Relieffactor.com. Did I say it? Relieffactor.com.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino, and believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-519-0447. That's 800-519-0447. 800-519-0447. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
I needed new blinds. I knew I could save a ton of money if I put them in myself, but I was nervous about measuring right and then installing them. That's why I went to Blinds.com. I'd heard their ads on the radio, how they're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. But I still had to install them. So I called in my design consultant, Carla. She talked me through it all, from picking the right blinds to installing them. Plus, the online design consultation was free. Samples were free. Shipping was free. My home looks perfect.
With over 20 years in business and over 20 million blinds sold, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Need some inspiration? Go to Blinds.com to see tons of customer photos. And right now, you save up to 30%. Plus, take an additional 5% off site-wide when you use promo code SHUTTERS. That's 30%. Plus, take an additional 5% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, promo code SHUTTERS. Rules and restrictions apply.
How much do you spend on your pest control each year? $200, $300, or even $500 or more? What if I said you could spend less than $25 a year? Even less with promo code SAVE20, then listen up. G'day, I'm Scott from Plug In Pest Free, and yes, it is possible to rid your home or business of unwanted pests for less than $25 per year. The answer is Plug In Pest Free. Our best seller, the Plug In Pest Free Pro, will cover up to 4,000 square feet. Now that's fair dinkum. For just a one-time cost of only $249, even less with promo code SAVE20, you'll be pest-free for years to come. Log on to gopestfree.com today. Use promo code SAVE20 and start driving those pests away. Don't spray and regret. Plug in and forget. Gopestfree.com. That's gopestfree.com. Promo code SAVE20.
And it's a 4:45. The headline screamed an hour, still alive. I couldn't understand it. I thought I died last night.
Hey there, folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. I'm talking to Terry Mattingly about the scandal in the Catholic Church. Of course, neither of us is Roman Catholic, but we care about what happens in religious life in the Christian world, and we particularly care when it involves kids, mm-hmm. When it involves clergy behaving horribly. Now, part of the problem, and you were saying this earlier, is that you have people who are politically liberal and theologically liberal on the one hand, and then you have people who are politically conservative and theologically conservative on the other hand, and there are dark figures on both sides of the spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
And that's part of the problem, right? Like people sort of protect their own. So they say, well, so-and-so, yeah, he might have done this, but he's one of our guys, and so we're not going to speak out. Do you think maybe that's ending?
I honestly can't tell you. I don't know. I've through the decades that I have covered this story, people that I really appreciate and respect have come to me over and over and said, Terry, to understand this story, you've got to understand that the dark closets are on both sides of this issue. Right. Everybody has something to lose, and that's part of why it's going to be hard to get it settled. Something else you just said, though, I want to reinforce. If you care about issues like religious liberty in America, if you care about defense of life from conception to natural death, if you care about the big issues, you care about the Roman Catholic Church's moral standing. Because we live, as Rod keeps saying, we live in the West. And in Europe and America, what the Catholic Church says matters. And every time it gets knocked down a notch,
right,
it hurts the ability of Christians to stand together on these issues.
Why do you
and
think,
make a difference?
You know, you are Eastern Orthodox. I was raised Eastern Orthodox. I'm not really officially Eastern Orthodox anymore, but I don't repudiate the Eastern Orthodox Church. I guess I've always been puzzled why have Eastern Orthodox leaders, Greek Orthodox leaders, not joined Roman Catholics in particular and evangelicals in particular on some of these hot-button social issues. It's always been very upsetting to me that they have not seemed to be willing to expend any political capital.
Part of it is fear of evangelicals proselytizing their people, something that has happened in a lot of places at different times. But I also think it has to do with the fact that even when they have made overtures and they have made efforts, it didn't get any press because these people are not if you go to the March for Life every year, the bishops of the Orthodox Church are there, standing with the Catholics and standing everybody.
There's a couple.
No, there's more than a couple.
There's a couple. Let me tell you this. You know who's not there? There are busloads. You know this, okay?
Yeah.
I spoke there. I've only been to one March of Life, and I spoke at it 2 years ago. And what astounded me was that there were busloads and busloads and busloads and busloads and busloads as far as the eye can see of young Catholics, of Catholic teenagers. There were hardly any, if any, young Eastern Orthodox. In other words, the Eastern Orthodox Church, I can only speak for the Greek Orthodox Church because that's the church in which I grew up, but they don't groom their young people to be excited about these issues, to be excited about truth, to be excited about the unborn. They don't do it. And to me, it's scandalous. When I saw all of these young Roman Catholics, it was as if the whole thing were about contraception. But it's not. It's about something we're all supposed to agree on.
Well, for one thing, the Orthodox at this point in our history don't have the institutions that would have those buses and have all those people under one roof at one time. I will also say, and I don't want to get into Orthodox politics here, that some jurisdictions within Orthodoxy are better about it than others.
Yeah.
Some are more active than others.
Well, you can say who's more active because it's positive.
Okay. Well, a lot of it's in the Orthodox Church of America and especially the Antiochian Orthodox.
Right.
Those are the bishops that you see standing there looking at the Supreme Court and singing Memory Eternal for thousands of
The only time I ever remember Greek Orthodox marshaling together politically was during the presidency of Jimmy Carter, I think it was 1978. And a ton of us went down in buses from New York. Actually, we went from Connecticut down to Washington, D.C., to march against Henry Kissinger because of the Cyprus situation.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a Greek thing. It's
yeah.
not a Christian thing. That, to me, is the problem with
that
the Greek Orthodox Church in America. It's scandalous, actually. I think it's really the Greek Orthodox laity are worthy of infinitely better than that. But I don't want to get into that. It's just interesting to me since we're talking about this. But it's it is interesting to me that the Catholic Church has taken a great leadership role in many of these important cultural and social issues of our time. And so this does damage to that.
Mm-hmm.
If you care about the unborn, this is very sad. because the Catholic Church has been a champion in many ways for the unborn.
And Catholic institutions are at the heart of many of our fights right now over religious liberty. And they have the infrastructure on issues like adoption, prenatal care, and just the hospitals alone. You know, I would tell listeners to look for the signs of life within the American Catholic Church. Look for the sections of the country that are growing. You and I were talking earlier about the fact that I have family that have recently moved to Wichita, Kansas. And in Wichita, Kansas, there's this exciting ecumenical effort between Missouri Synod Lutherans, Roman Catholics, and the Orthodox to develop a three-stage pro-life ministry. And instead of competing with each other, they're sitting down and figuring, okay, we'll handle this, you handle that, you handle that, and we're going to get this done. And there's a tremendous amount of life in the churches of that city that grows out of this cooperation. And it's important to recognize that that is happening in some places. It's not happening in others.
But it's happening in Wichita, Kansas.
It's happening in
Wichita. Who knew? That's just wonderful.
I was looking the other day. The Wichita, Kansas diocese has one of the highest rates of young priests of any part of the United States.
And you're talking in the Eastern Orthodox Church. What's the specific part of the church?
In Wichita, the Antiochian Archdiocese is the one that are there.
Okay. We're gonna go to a break here, and we'll come back for a final segment with Terry Mattingly. You can find out more about Terry and what he cares about and I care about at getreligion.org. Please check it out.
This isn't about my freedom. This is about everybody's freedom. When the government can come in and tell you what to do and what to think and what to create, and you have to choose between your livelihood and your faith, then we don't live in a free America.
That is Baronelle Stutzman. She's been on this program. She's a grandmother, small business owner. She's being sued by the ACLU and her state government. And if she loses, she could have to pay millions of dollars. She's one of many Americans who are fighting for their freedom right now. And if it could happen to them, it can happen to you. That is why Alliance Defending Freedom exists. They provide free legal services to those whose freedoms are under attack, but they can't do it without the generous financial support of friends like you. So please go to MetaxasTalk.com. Click on the Alliance Defending Freedom banner to learn more about Baronelle's story and find out how you can help. Again, that's MetaxasTalk.com. You'll see the banner, or you can call 800-556-2770, 800-556-2770, or again, MetaxasTalk.com.
Hey guys, Ken here from the hit podcast, Today's Growth, now heard regularly in 18 countries. What percentage of you listening to this commercial often say to yourself, what could I do to make more money, or how can we increase our business? I'm guessing that's most of you. Have you ever heard, knock on the door and it'll open? Well, my friends at Income Store have doors you can open that can help you or your family make more money, or doors that lead to an increase in revenue for any business of any size. Income Store has two main doors on their website. These doors lead to over 2,000 revenue-generating ideas and products. Although a few of their products are pricey, 90-plus percent of their growth formulas are delivered free or nearly free. Income Store's growth products and ideas have been publicized and featured on Forbes, Inc., USA Today, and recently the Biography Channel. Could your household or business use a revenue shot in the backside? Are you sick of your checkbook talking back and saying no? If so, you need to knock on the doors of IncomeStore.com. That's IncomeStore.com.
Sitting here with Terry Mattingly, and I know, Terry, you're appreciating me playing Wind Me Up. So
So we don't play steel guitars in East Tennessee. I just want to get that straight.
Oh, okay. So he must be one of them West Tennessee fellas.
That's Nashville. Okay. Yeah. That's,
so we're talking about a lot of things, but I want you to have a chance to update folks about King's College here in New York City.
I think it's very interesting since we're talking about journalism and trying to talk about debates within journalism and what journalism do or don't. You know that one of the causes I've given my life to is trying to get Christian colleges to take the subject of journalism seriously. So I think it's important to update that at the King's College, the journalism program there, which is just a few years old, is really catching on. I mean, we're now, after about a year of having a major, we're up in the 30s and 40s in terms of numbers of majors, which in a school the size of King's, that's a significant number of students. Mm-hmm. And we just are just starting. The high school conference, which you've had connections with in the past, many students have come to that conference because they hear about it on the show when you put people on a few times every year. The attendance at that has like tripled in 3 years. It was so big this year they had to break it up into separate weeks so that people could deal with subjects like leadership and economics in a completely different setting than in journalism. We broke it into sports reporting, arts reporting. You know, we had so many students who wanted to study different things. So that's exciting. And it's exciting, of course, that it's happening in New York City. I mean, in the fact that you put some people into the discussions in this place.
Right.
Now, we're happy when people go into journalism, wherever they want to go into journalism. But somebody needs to pick up the phone and hear the call to New York.
Well, absolutely.
Let's just face it. So it's a positive thing that a kind of a diverse set of students from across the country come here for the program that I'm a part of with students from all over the country every semester. And it's also important that there is now an actual journalism department of full-time students at King's working here for 4 years on their degrees, doing internships, getting their initial connections to the media. That's a positive thing that needs to be saluted, and I hope people will back King's in that effort and back the New York Journalism Semester. Those of you who are listening that have students who go to other fine Christian colleges across the country, you need to know that if they're interested in journalism, they have a chance to come to New York City and spend a full semester here under people who will care about them, have been in journalism from, you know, our professing strong Christians and want to have their back and I let them study here for a semester.
That's fantastic. They can come to New York for part of a year, small part of a year, but it's a semester.
15 credit hours.
And it's
semester.
Across the street from where we are right here. It's wonderful, Terry. I mean, that is a terrific thing. I hope a lot of people out there who have kids thinking about college or who are in college and are interested in journalism will look into that. They can go to the King's College website. We're out of time. Terry Mattingly, my friend, thank you for being on the show.
Glad to be here as always.
Folks, tell your friends about the program. We can be found at MetaxasTalk.com, and I can be found at EricMetaxas.com.
Star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
with in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.